Farmers still trying to catch up with spring plantings. Thanks for joining us with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. For most of this spring, Tennessee row crop producers have been waiting on the weather to get their crops planted. Unlike last year when they got an extremely early and dry start, this year the wet weather has hung around. John Sullivan farms with his sons in Fayette County.
Yeah, normally we would start planting corn on maybe March the 20th, and we didn't even start until we normally would be finished. Probably April the 5th, 6th to the 10th. Normally we would have been through by then.
And John Sullivan says that's when they finally got started, and they've cut corn acreage this year by 50% to about 400 acres, mainly because of rising input costs associated with the record high energy prices.
Profit margins will be possibly less than normal. Opportunity to lose money will be 2.5 times it was last year. Input costs, which, you know, fuel, all fertilizer comes from all that stuff. Fertilizer, plastics, chemicals, everything comes from the fuel, and that's pushed those costs up 2 to 2.5 times on fertilizer for sure.
Now, statewide, well over 3/4 of the corn crop has now been planted, and most farmers like to have it all in by the 1st of May for fear the longer it grows into August and September, yield is likely to fall. Jay Head farms in Montgomery County.
You get too deep into the hot part of summer and don't get as much rain when the corn really needs it to fill out the ear, and you wind up not making as much a high yield as you would having it planted earlier.
Head says this wet spring has pushed back everything on their farm, including their tobacco production.
Our plants haven't grown as fast as we want them to, and or they usually do, and they're not ready to go to the field yet, and wet. We're not ready to go to the field yet either.
Another challenging spring for Tennessee farmers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.